Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently living in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after every episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website at kellyannegorman.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey everyone, happy Friday and welcome to episode number 16. Today I wanted to share one of my favorite, absolute favorite apps that I've been using for quite some time that helps automate everything in your business as well as your personal life too. So I first want to start off by saying that this is not paid sponsorship. I am not getting paid to endorse this product. I just want to share it with everybody because it's helped me so much in my business and personal life, keep me organized, and it's just one simple app, and it's free. And what it's called is If This, Then That, IFTTT. So if you go to their website, ifttt.com, or download their app, which is available on Android and iTunes, iOS systems, and you can also do it through your web browser. And like I said, it's a free web service and it helps automate everything for you. And the reason why I wanted to share this short business tip and personal life tip with you is because I've been going through a lot of health issues and so many people have asked me, how the heck are you like posting all this stuff all the time? And my secret is I use this app. So I have connected, you call them, what they're called is applets, A-P-P-L-E-T-S. And what those applets are they connect to web services. And then you can set them up so that they can share something else. So then what that is called, the next step is a recipe. So you're creating recipes, for example, if you have an eBay store, you want to share your new listings to Twitter. So every time you upload something new to your eBay store, it will automatically update Twitter. So once you create the applet, which there are thousands of them already created, you literally just type in search Facebook and every single applet will come up, but you can customize them as well. So it's not just your social media. You can also trigger things to remind you to turn off your power if you're leaving your house for your internet, so you can save some money on your power bill. You can set reminders if you use Gmail that will automatically tell you at a certain time when to respond to those flagged emails. You can have weather alerts. You can sync the New York Times, all different newspaper outlets, Google Drive, Skype, Pocket, Stocks, Amazon, Alexa, Instagram. There's so many. If you go into their search page, so it's ifttt.com/search, there's so many more that you can literally just click. So there's appliances that you can sync up, clocks, bookmarking, baby stuff, blinds, business tools, anything education, DIY electronics. I'm literally just reading you these things from the screen. Gardening, government, location, mobile devices and accessories, pet trackers, which is a good one for home, smart hubs and systems, which again is home, social networks like I just discussed, a task management and to-do, which is great because there's so many other reminder systems. There's voice assistants, travel and transit, like I mentioned earlier, weather, and tags and beacons and survey tools. There's just so many, literally thousands of applets that you can put together. And this is honestly my number one on how you see me active on social media all the time, that's constantly posting. And I set this up for clients as well. That way everything is consistent and being posted. So what you first want to do is download the app, If This Then That. So it's IFTTT. And like I said, it's free. Or go to their website. You sync it to all of your social media platforms if you want to use it for business. Then you start creating your applets. So I'll give you a few of the ones that I use. I do use the eBay listings to Twitter because I just opened an eBay store called Luxury Goods from Kelly. Anything that I share on my Kelly Ann Gorman CEO business page, Facebook business page, automatically will post on my personal Facebook wall. When I get a new follower on Twitter, it automatically thanks them as a reply. And I also have messages that I use through Crowdfire app, which is also free. That way we can start a relationship and start chatting right away. Because as you know, on Twitter, there's thousands and thousands of people that follow using a lot of other free apps searching for keywords. So half of them are valid and the other half you'll never hear back from. So if you have something automated, it's so much easier to start the relationship and know if it's real and then keep connecting and then, you know, build from there. All of my posts on Instagram automatically go to Facebook and Pinterest, which is a separate album that I've created there. I just set up a new one for my Instagram photos to go to Twitter with a preview image linked to the actual Instagram content. So it's not just a link anymore, it's a photo. So the photos will show up better and actually enlarged on my Twitter feed. Every time I post a WordPress blog, that gets sent out everywhere. I have a lot that I have synced up to my LinkedIn. So I cross-post my tweets from Twitter to LinkedIn and back. And then anything on my Facebook page goes to LinkedIn, which then goes to Twitter. On LinkedIn, I have a couple posts that automatically go. And with all these posts in the settings is where you can actually create the ingredients and how you want the text to be seen. So every morning I have a post that goes out at 8 o'clock and it says, "Good morning, LinkedIn connections. What are you working on today?" So that I can get a response from someone and we can, you know, build a relationship and just start chatting that day if we haven't already connected. And there's thousands on my LinkedIn page. So it's just like Facebook or Twitter. Not everybody is seeing all your posts all the time. So that actually goes Monday through Sunday. I have an automated post that goes out every afternoon about this podcast, the Happy Workaholic Podcast, if they've downloaded it yet. And then I have the New York Times set up to share some specific news to my LinkedIn and so many others. And there's thousands, like I said, that you can actually set up. And although this isn't a video and it's a podcast, I wanted to just simply come on and share how amazing this free app is, which is If This Then That. And again, it's ifttt.com, or you can download it on Android or any iOS system and just browse through. In the beginning, I think I've been using this for definitely over a year. If you click the Discover button, which I'm looking at now, you can see what they're recommending. There's a lot of people actually use the weather tool. So if there's for example, I'm in Las Vegas and we're getting a storm, I can choose to send out a certain photo or content when the weather knows that, like when I get notified that the weather is going to be a storm or a monsoon or something that we've been experiencing a lot lately here, it will automatically send out to my Twitter feed something that I've selected. So they're very customizable and you can create your own, which is so great. So in your business, you can automate every single thing and just think how much time that will save you. I like to do a lot of things on Sundays, so I will prep for the week ahead, and that's really just for Facebook content and my blogs and my LinkedIn posts and my WordPress blogs. This, I set up an update probably once a month. I usually like to do check all my social media stats and update certain pages and bios and everything I do on the first of the month. So as far as that goes, this is one of the first of the month chores that I've given myself, but I do check them and make sure they're all running, and you can select to get notifications if once they've run. So mine is constantly going off, which sometimes is annoying, but it's also double checking that these applets are actually running, because sometimes there's glitches in the system and, you know, you think everything is going out every day at 6, 8, 10, 12, for whatever times you choose, but it hasn't been going out. So you're losing traffic to your site, and then traffic that's following you on your social media. But also, if you're using this for home use, if you're away on vacation and something stops syncing, if you've hooked up electronics or your power, something like that, that's not good. So you don't, especially if you have it hooked to like your air conditioning or your fridge or your internet, or you want all that stuff to be back on before you come back home from your vacay. So you definitely want to make sure that the applets are turned on, and you don't have to, I feel like it's a lot easier that, I get notified on my iPhone because I spend so much time on my phone. But you can also select that you just get an email notification. So really, it's your preference. And like I said, everything is customizable. You can create everything in the settings of every applet. And if you just go to their website, again, like I said, it's ifttt.com. Sometimes it's easier to look on your on a desktop or a laptop in the very beginning so you can see how much they offer. There's a lot. And I'm telling you, it will take so much off your plate, especially you using this as a business tool, for everything to be automated. So if you're somebody that has a ton of content and you just want to automate, and everybody knows that Pinterest is like the number one driver of traffic to your website, you really want to take advantage of pinning things, pinning your content, because it's like a full circle and it's free. So do your research, watch your YouTube tutorials, learn how to use this app, and just start with a few applets in the beginning and see how it goes and see how you like it. I have more than 20 that are running right now, so because I've been using it for a while and I'm very specific what I like to push out my content-wise. And just a couple months ago, well, it was June, I took the month off posting a lot, and what I did was push out my how-to series that I had on KellyanneGorman.com, which was 31 days of different topics, how to in business and luxury travel and health and wellness. So every single day, this was like a huge to do for me, huge task that I checked off, that I was so proud of myself that I accomplished, blogged every single day. That was a ton of content. And I actually did this in March, I believe it was. And so June, I had all of that automated to get pushed out again, so that I could refresh each post. I did that before, and then all the content would continuously go out. So while I was going through all of my health situations, I had content that was still going out. So that's why a lot of people have been asking me, oh my God, like, you're so sick and you're doing all these things, and I see you on your Instagram and you're like getting chemo, and you're, but like, you're always online. Yes, I am always online, but I'm not actually posting every single thing that you see, because I use IFTTT, IFT. If this, then that. And that is my number one tool, my secret, what I wanted to share with you, because it's so instrumental in keeping you organized online, whether it's for personal use and tasks and tools for your home or your office, or if you're a business owner or anything that you do online. It's just so amazing that it's free, and it's just, I wish I was the person that created this tool, because it's seriously amazing. And there are so many applets, like I said, thousands, that are customizable and creatable. So just play around, see what works for you. Like I said, try a couple in the beginning and see how it runs. And then if you like how that works, then just keep it going. And then, like I said, when you use this app for your home, just make sure everything is synced properly and you have those updates. So just in case something happens and you're away or you're at work all day, and you just want to make double check with, if you're syncing electronics, that everything's backed up. So there, you can test the applets right from your phone and make sure that they're working properly, and then double check it at your home as well. I don't use any of those for my home, for the home, but I would definitely suggest double checking on both ends while you're home to make sure that they're running correctly. But that's all I wanted to really talk about today, is just share my favorite app that will help automate you and your business and in your personal life. And it's so easy to set up. Like I just said, go to ifttt.com or download the app in your app store on your phone. IFTTT. It's amazing. I love it. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Until next time, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.